One of the men on our team stopped me and said, "Have you been down to the men's room lately?" That's not usually something we stop and discuss in the hall, but I was anxious to find out why he wanted to know. He said, "Well, I walked in and smelled this beautiful aroma." Well, I had to agree that we wouldn't normally associate a public restroom with a beautiful aroma. He went on to say, "When I got back to my office, it had that same beautiful aroma." And what was the explanation for this spreading fragrance? Chlorine. Yeah, the wonderful volunteer who had been cleaning our offices every week. She'd been doing her scrubbing and spraying, and though we didn't see her in any of those rooms that day, she left that great aroma wherever she had been. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the trail you leave. Mm-hmm. Our friend who does the cleaning, she's not the only one who leaves an aroma behind. You do. I do. The only question is, what kind of trail are we leaving where we go? And that leads us to our word for today from the Word of God from 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Now, Paul is echoing here the life attitude that he talks about in my life verse, actually, Romans 8, 37. And it has nothing to do with how painful your circumstances might be. I mean, he lists the ugliest things that can happen to you in life, and then he says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. See, God's calling us to live with the joy and positiveness of someone who is always on the winning side. And when you do, you just leave this special fragrance everywhere you go. People feel something after you've been with them. Yeah, they feel important or maybe ignored. They feel relaxed or they feel stressed. They feel lighter after they've been around you or heavier. You're leaving some kind of emotional scent everywhere you go. We all do. It's supposed to be the scent of Jesus, the one the Bible describes as the lily of the valley. Things should be sweeter after you've been there, lighter. But the aroma you leave has everything to do with the time you spend with the lily of the valley. When you're with Jesus, you become like Jesus, and you create the kind of climate Jesus created wherever He went. People feel more encouraged, more cared about, more joyful. The effect of your presence is the fragrance that comes, the verse says, from the knowledge of Him. When you neglect your time with Jesus, you start to turn harder. You get more self-focused, more stressed, our default position. You get more negative. You tend to bring out the worst in your family, your coworkers, your friends, and even your casual contacts. I like the word everywhere in this fragrant verse, that through us He spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. This Jesus aroma is supposed to be spread everywhere, and that means that you've got a wonderful mission in every contact of your day, not just to get your business done, but to leave a Jesus touch where you go. So you first make it your goal to sweeten and lighten the atmosphere at home, and then at the grocery store, in a traffic jam, where you work, waiting in the line, in each phone call, each appointment, each text. Life is so much richer when you make it your conscious decision to leave a little love and encouragement everywhere you go. And on the days when you feel the least like doing it, it'll do the most for you. At our office, we experience the fragrant trail left behind by a person who improved every room she was in. Well, when you've really been with Jesus and you've let His attitude become your attitude, you're going to leave a trail that makes people very glad you were there.